here's a story from The World.
Beijing had some strong words for Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this morning. Stop making irresponsible remarks. Trudeau ignored the advice and repeated his belief that Beijing's decision to charge two Canadians with spying was retribution for the arrest of a Chinese tech executive in Vancouver. Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou was arrested in Vancouver in 2018. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said this morning that the two cases are completely different. The World's Rebecca Cather joins me from Shanghai. Rebecca, how has the case of these two Canadian men charged with spying been reported in China?
On Friday, official state media reported that Canadians Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor were charged with stealing state secrets. And the news reports were very short on details and strictly followed the official line. So this is how it got announced on Friday.
依法审查, 2020年6月19号, 北京市人民检察院第二分院已涉嫌...
So a 17-second report on the news, and official print media put out similar short statements. The two Michaels, Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor, they were actually charged in two very different places. Michael Kovrig was charged in Beijing, and that's where he's being detained, and Michael Spavor was charged in Dandong, which is near to the North Korean border. Both of them are being held on charges of stealing and illegally providing state secrets to overseas entities. And on social media, like China's TikTok and video websites, there were also videos coming through official media channels, but these were accompanied by this background music.
Wow. If there was a 24 in China, I guess that would be the soundtrack.
Yeah, sounds like a spy thriller, doesn't it?
There's been a lot of reporting on the extradition case, meantime, of Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou. She's under house arrest in Vancouver. Is there much interest there in China?
Oh, for sure. People are very supportive of Meng Wanzhou on social media, and they're upset that she's being held. Of course, in the official media, there's no mention of her case in the announcement about the two Canadians. But people on social media made the obvious connection, and people were saying, okay, if she had been released, then the two Canadians wouldn't have been charged. But at a Friday press conference, Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Zhao Lijian really struck down that idea of hostage diplomacy. He basically said, go ask Canada about hostage diplomacy. And the video of him making that statement is on Chinese TikTok, and he's gotten praise for the look that he gave the reporter who asked the question. One person said he has sharp eyes even behind those glasses. So there was a lot of support for him talking in that way.
All right. So Meng Wanzhou, that's one case. These Canadians, that's another case. No connection, says he. So much of the media coverage in Canada has been focusing on Meng Wanzhou living in a mansion in a fancy neighborhood in Vancouver, and Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor being held in a prison. Is that contrast being reported at all in China?
Not very much at all. I saw very few mentions on social media that made that sort of comparison. The overwhelming feeling is one of support for the Canadians being charged and support for Meng Wanzhou.
Is there any sense what will happen to Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor next?
Well, they've been charged with violating Article 111 of China's criminal code, and that typically has a 5 to 10 year sentence, but if it's more serious, it could be longer. And reporters asked the Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson, is there a chance they could get the death penalty? And he declined to answer. He said that was a hypothetical situation. But it's really unlikely that they're going to be released anytime soon.
The World's Rebecca Cather in Shanghai. Thank you very much.
Thank you.